Oddly, the first I heard of the murder of the reporter and cameraman in Virginia was on ABC, not our ABC, but the Australian Broadcasting Corporation on their national overnight show. The host, Tony Delroy, a fine broadcaster but a lefty to the core, immediately began complaining about our NRA. It amazes me how on the other side of the planet, the left is constantly fixated on our National Rifle Association, which exists to protect an expressed item in our Bill of Rights. The NRA is wholly American, as is the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, but around the world, the NRA is constantly pilloried by the left-wing press. Why? Could it be, as I've told you, that gun confiscation schemes are an international movement, not to control crime, but to allow government to control people? All you need to understand why I say that left-wing liberalism is a worldwide movement is to hear the vitriol spewed about the NRA by people in countries where the NRA's actions have zero importance. The evil murderer with a full history of scapegoat behavior, we've learned, murdered two former colleagues with a gun. How's the gun responsible? He could have mowed them down with his vehicle, stabbed them to death, poisoned them, or committed murder in many other ways. I'd like to ask the lefty Australian broadcaster if the United States Press's First Amendment Foundation is guilty of crimes when individuals use free speech to cause pain, death, destruction, and riots. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.